Today is one of my favorite Sundays at MCC Portland. This is the seventh year that we have shared the prayers from Pride aloud in our worship. At Pride Festival Northwest, at our church booth, when people come by the booth, we offer them all kinds of things, as well as a friendly welcome. But we encourage them to leave a prayer about anyone or anything, a prayer of gratitude or concern with us. And we offer to pray it aloud on their behalf the Sunday after Pride, which is this Sunday. And you see before you, hanging next to the cross, all of the actual prayers we received last Saturday and Sunday. This year, we received 162 prayers. That was exceeded only last year, which, as you recall, was only a few days after the shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And over these 7 years, we have received and prayed aloud well over 1,000 prayers from people that have come to our booth in MCC Portland at Pride. Most of the people that left prayers with us this year or in past years, most of them will probably never walk through the doors of this church, and many of them will never walk through the doors of any church. And that's okay, because they have shared the prayer of their heart with us. We are now spiritually connected. They are part of us, and we are part of them, whether we see them here or elsewhere. A word about the prayers themselves. We pray them as they are written. We do not edit them, with the only exception, sometimes if there is a missing word, we will add that so that it makes sense when it's read aloud. We also will edit out names that may be may personally identify persons around sensitive or confidential issues. But otherwise, the prayers are read aloud as they were received by us. That means that some of them may break your heart, and there are a couple that will make you laugh out loud. And there are also prayers with which you may not personally agree. And as I have advised our prayer team, if there is a prayer that you've received that is disquieting to your spirit, let that prompt your own prayer. Do not judge the prayer as it is offered by that person, but allow it to prompt your own prayer for them, for the issue that they name. As we read the prayers aloud, they are separated into several groups, and between each group of prayer, we will sing aloud our prayer response. So as our prayer readers come forward, the folks reading the prayers are actually among the volunteers that helped at our booth, so they will be reading aloud some of the prayers that they themselves received on our behalf at our Pride booth. And as they settle themselves in place, I'd ask us to enter into that spirit of prayer ourselves, to open our minds, open our hearts, open our spirits to the prayers that those beyond our community have entrusted to us as spiritual community. Colin.
LGBTQ etc. Lovelies.
That every soul on earth feels free to express themselves from their heart and free to love who they want.
People are to accept themselves as others, as they are, not what someone else wants them to be.
For everyone to feel valid in their life choices and how they live life.
That everyone can be accepted, no matter their sexuality.
I pray that LGBTQIA people don't slip between the cracks and feel isolated and alone. I pray they know they're not alone, and who they are, whatever orientation, is beautiful.
For poly families to be included in the March for Equality, for all to be accepted for who they are.
I pray for the LGBTQIA plus community, and may God help them in times of need.
I pray for the ignorant Christians in the world to find Christ's true message of unconditional love as opposed to hate.
For reconciliation between the queer community and Christians.
Christian churches, other faiths, and society in general come to understand that God loves and accepts transgender people.
More open, inclusive, and welcoming congregations and parishes in PDX and Oregon.
One of thanks. We just moved to Vancouver from LA and are loving the area. We are planning on attending MCC Vancouver.
Please let LGBT people be happy and okay. Amen.
I hope in 10 years the LGBT community won't be considered a separate community.
For everyone to soon accept the LGBTQ community.
One of thanks for your support for the queer community in Portland. BDX.
Health and peace for my family.
For my grandpa to have a good Father's Day.
To look after my father's health and peace of mind.
For my Aunt Davina's health, her cancer just came out of remission.
That my brother Anthony will work through his drug addiction and anything.
For my mom to win her war with depression.
I hope my brother can keep himself out of trouble for his newborn.
For Grandma Dorothy and Brother Grambia.
I hope my trans husband feels easily this go around.
That my family is always safe, and that the universe continues to provide us with everything we need.
For my sister, that she graduates and finds her way.
To my older brother, Carlos Valdez Jr. He passed in March 22nd, 2016. Any prayers help? Thank you.
For my recently out trans niece, please pray for love and acceptance. Thank you, and God bless.
I pray my family stays in good health, and I stay with my lover forever.
That no matter what, my father, mother, and two sisters will live a happy life.
For GT, an amazing friend who has become family, this prayer is your healing and peace and legacy. Your love lives on.
I am thankful my daughter didn't commit suicide.
Thank you.
to give love in return.
Thank you, Lord, for the constant answer to my need for someone to love me as I am. You have always kept it, and I have my rainbow. Amen.
God, help me find myself. Help me and others to be themselves.
I'd like fried chicken to be healthy for you.
Sobriety, companionship, love, a friend.
That me and my girlfriend stay together forever.
For healing for my knee and shoulder.
Guidance in this cross-country journey. Seek purpose for God's plan.
Help me not be so stressed, anxious about coming out. Guide me in the right direction.
To have more self-confidence.
Feeling for unexplained liver inflammation.
To be happy with myself and my progression.
We are thankful to be together, retired and healthy.
For a healthy pregnancy.
A healthy baby in February.
That our baby grows and thrives.
For our co-worker who recently found out that she will undergo surgery and lose the ability to bear children.
To serve others in every way I can, and for those to find their way towards the Lord's unconditional love.
That I have a safe trip.
I just graduated from college, a prayer for entrance to grad school in France with the amazing. Thank you, love for all.
To find a way to be truer to who I am, and stop compromising in my relationships.
That I make a lot of money this summer so I can pay for college.
Confidence and pride for myself.
God help me with my journey towards becoming licensed as a counselor.
For housing issue, forgiving issue.
To remove all the bad energy out of my life.
Please pray for me and my family through this time of need.
Please help Chase overcome his issues and think through his problems. For Ben, my father's best friend,
For Ben, my father's best friend, who recently passed of brain cancer.
For her, recovery, health, and well-being.
Quick recovery for friend's sister.
My late friend who OD'd. I'd like to pray for his mom and the rest of his family.
For peace at my alma mater, Evergreen State College.
For my ex-girlfriend to accept herself and maintain a healthy relationship with God.
For my sister's lost cat. She's been a part of the family for so many years, and I hope she makes it home.
That everyone is treated the same, animals too.
For Sheila, my supervisor, who just lost her husband, may God hold her in her loving arms.
For David, to recover from gambling addiction.
For Mike and his family, as he goes through chemotherapy, and for his family to stay connected.
Please pray that Fallon Smart's driver be found or returns and bring him to justice.
for Paul as he gets help from psychologists to help him adjust to PTSD.
I pray that people find what makes them happy, because doing that is so simple and can lead you to peace.
For my best friend who always supports me, God keep him safe and happy.
For world peace, universal love and respect, safety for everyone, and freedom for my girls. And so it is.
That every struggling person finds their way.
I want happiness for all in the world.
For my community.
For a technological answer to food scarcity worldwide.
Please, Lord, bring down this current administration in the United States before they destroy your earth.
To save the country from Donald Trump's hatred.
Bless the people who are against diversity and change. Please put love in their hearts to accept everyone.
For everyone to be accepted, / impeach Trump.
This country realizes that all people have worth, and that economics should not supersede people.
For our leadership at the top of our government to be peacefully impeached, removed until we have a leader who cares about people, the animals, and the earth.
For social corruption not to destroy the power of love and compassion.
That our president has a come to Jesus moment. and realizes all are in need of love and health. And that my mom accepts me.
For all the immigrant families who are living in fear of deportation, please, Lord, help those who have been displaced to reunite with their families. Let love conquer fear.
Make sure Congress does the best job with Donald J. T.
For communication and community to come before convictions.
That Americans will become more tolerant of the queer community.
For all the families affected by the Pulse shooting, you are loved.
Orlando.
For the people in Manchester.
For a world that moves toward unity instead of division, where no one person is valued as being worth more than another, where love conquers hate, I pray for love to come easy. Sexualities, cultures, colors, and religion feel welcome.
Some will not accept, but it doesn't matter when you love yourself and have people that love you.
For all people and all families to be treated with respect, love, and acceptance, and compassion that all deserve.
Everybody should deserve respect because we are all different.
That love overcomes fear forever.
That everyone will accept each other as they are with love.
That division disappears and love prevails.
For all of us in our world to have peace and happiness, and for all to be well. God bless all of us. Please keep our servicemen and women safe, and all come home. God bless. Amen.
May God have love for LGBTQ kids.
For our world to love all members for our society equally, consistently and openly.
I pray for world peace, especially in 2017. Hashtag accept every human. Love is love.
For world peace.
That no matter who, we're all will be welcomed and loved by their neighbors.
To continue to work towards making everyone equally loved and accepted.
I pray that everyone can find love for themselves and others, respect for differences, and words for in between.
That everyone will start to accept people for who they are. I love you all.
I pray that everyone can learn to live by love your neighbor.
That one day, everybody will love everybody.
You find love and happiness in life because you deserve it.
That everyone can feel the love of God no matter who they are, who they love, or whether they believe. And I would like if people learn that God is love, not hatred, never.
People are kind to each other.
Gratitude for LGBTQIA community for opening my world and modeling my capacity for love. Thank you. I love you.
To everyone that feels like they belong, you belong.
To help keep kids from bullying my daughter for what she identifies as.
For my daughter to have a fruitful life, free from judgment or hate.
For a daughter who is an ally, but has only seen conservative religion, to come to know that you can be Christian and be an ally, or LGBTQ.
Please, Lord, help my children to know you and to come to you. Amen.
Love, my four children whole and happy.
For my son, Marshall, please keep him safe.
My mom, not to worry.
For my parents, especially my father, to come to acceptance and love of my partner and
that my parents will embrace my wife and be proud of their accomplished daughter.
Please pray for my husband's children will accept our relationship and learn that you love all of us the same.
To be accepted by my family as queer and keep God in my heart always.
Pray for understanding of my family and acceptance.
Explaining to my father that I fell in love with a beautiful girl, so
that my father can accept and acknowledge his gay daughters.
For my family to be able to see the Lord in my life and how he loves me. and made me who I am.
That I am a patient, kind, loving mother.
That my mom finds peace with who I am.
Thank you for loving, supportive, and accepting mother.
I hope my family would put aside the hate and just love each other.
Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me my son and trusting me to accept him no matter what. I am honored. Amen.
For children and parents to be reconciled, for religious-based divisions to be healed as family members come to understand that God loves us all and made us perfect.
As a case manager, I have sent an individual to access your food pantry, and they told me that it was the best food pantry experience they had ever had. They felt very respected and accepted there. Thank you for all you do.
God bless MCC worldwide.
This is a long one. Love, peace, happiness, health, success, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, illumination, enlightenment, bubble of protection for all entities.
For compassion, letting go of fear, and recognizing we are all more the same than different.
You are loved by so many and are a chosen person. I hope you see yourself as a blessing.
Everyone in the world will all be equal.
For all to build a relationship with God and know they are loved. Amen.
Peace and loving energy for all.
For all God's children to be happy, healthy, and safe.
Love, care, and compassion for all.
This is the last prayer. Lord bless all y'all.
Let us together say, Amen. Amen. Thank you, prayer readers. Thank you. It is an honor and a privilege to be entrusted with the prayers of people's hearts that we do not know, but they are a part of us. They have offered us their trust, and we have kept our commitment to hold them in our prayers. We now continue to worship by giving of our offerings of care and connection, because we've been reminded how we depend upon one another Whether we are present, whether we are absent, we are still connected. And this is just one sign of our connection and our entrusting one another to the other. So as we prepare for our financial offering, I'll remind you that when the plate is passed, it's a perfect opportunity to return to us your connection card that lets us know you were here or any other comments or prayer requests you might have. Also, if you didn't come prepared with a cash or a check for your financial offering, you can use our self-service donation station with a credit or debit card, which is found in the fireside room. We recall that everything that we have is entrusted to us by God to receive with joy and gratitude, to use wisely, and to share generously. In that spirit of joy and generosity, we now worship with the giving of our offering.